Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
What does the average coach make per hour, according to the Harvard Business Review? Old report, by the way, $500 an hour, medium income, okay? Medium income, you can check this article out, it's free online. But here's what they say. What do you think the number two reason is why people hire a coach? I wouldn't know the answer. Does anyone want to take a guess? What's the top one and two reason, what do you think? Why they should hire a coach?
Your framework.
Framework. Oh, you know the answer, my friend. That's good. That's good. You've heard me teach this before. 65% say experience. So 65% say, you know what? This person has results. They've done it before. I've heard them do it before. I'm going to hire them. You guys think that's fair?
Yes.
4% less than that is clear methodology. I am not a fan of people who say, hey, do you want to join a coaching relationship with me? Yeah, what are we going to do? We're just going to focus on you. By the way, this is a major philosophy conflict between me and a lot of other coaches. Most coaches say, we're going to ask clarifying questions, there's no agenda, and we're just going to get to truth. I personally say, you know what? You're paying me money, I better have a methodology. Listen, you can take us anywhere you want on that methodology, but I better have what's called a success path. I'm going to teach you guys a success path. You will fail as a certification program if you do not have a success path for your content. I.e., someone starts here. Let's take Scott for example. They don't know how to flip houses. Then Scott says, a framework, by the way, is a solution broken down into simple steps. Write that down if you like that. A framework is a solution broken down into simple steps. So, Scott says, you're going to join, and you don't know how to flip houses, but at the end, you will successfully flip houses. How are we going to do it? Success path. These are like stones in the creek. Stone one, we're going to do this. Stone two, we're going to do this. Stone three, we're going to do this. And there you go. Your success path is the stones that it takes for you to cross from before course to after course, before certification to after certification. Does this make sense?
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.